I was really torn today. I have been working nonstop all day. It's 5:33 as I start this. I like to be out of my home office by that time. And my rule is if I don't feel like doing an episode, don't do an episode. But I know that I typically don't do episodes on Fridays just because my schedule works, and that Monday was President's Day, so I didn't do an episode then. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go that many days without an episode. And I was like, well, who cares? It's just my listeners and they'll get it. Like, if there's no episode, then there's no episode. They move on with their lives. If you don't feel like making an episode, don't. But then I thought, I'm thinking about this so much, I think I do care about making an episode. So I guess I should. And I am, as evidenced by this, the intro to this very episode that you're listening to right now.
Your Daily Lex.
Last week, I was telling stories from college, I got multiple pieces of good feedback. I mentioned Tony by name because he wrote to me and said that he was enjoying it. But, you know, now I'm keeping it going because more people have indicated to me that they like the college story. So here's another college story. It's probably going to be a short one since I only partially want to be doing this episode. So I hosted a radio show in college. At first, my buddy Eli and I, his last name was also Friedman, and I'm sure I've talked about this to some degrees on the show, but he and I joined another show that already existed. This would have been 98 to 99. And that show was called Audio Terrorism. It wasn't our show. We didn't name it. But yeah, not good. And I mean, the show was fun. It was on from, I think, 12 to 1 a.m. And at some point, that would be in late 2001, we decided to change the name of the show. And we did, because that name no longer felt good at all. And it became called The Men's Room, a name that I still don't think really holds up. But that's what the show was called. And The Men's Room was a fun podcast with me and Eli. We refer to ourselves as Friedmen. He spelled Friedman differently from me, but still, with two E's. But we made it work. And before the name change, actually, it was the summer after my freshman year. I was staying on campus, or staying near campus, and working at Brandeis that summer. The radio station brass at the time was like, hey, can you keep doing your talk show during the summer? And I was like, sure. And they're like, well, we'd love if you could do a little bit longer. Could you do 12 to 2? And I'm like, oh my God, not really. We can't really do that. And they're like, what about 12 to 3? And I was like, there's no way I'm doing 3 hours. So they agreed on 12 to 2 a.m. for the summer, even though it was 1 hour during the school year. And then here's what would happen. Eli would keep no-showing once a week for our show. Eli is now a rabbi. But yeah, he would not come. Because he would get busy or be, you know, he lived not too far away. He lived in Newton, Massachusetts, and he would stay there and had his own things going on that summer. So then I'd be doing a talk show solo. I guess it was good practice for this, but doing a talk show for that long solo takes some work, especially if you're not playing music. And there was one time where I was hosting the show, and I would encourage people to call in, but they wouldn't always call in. You know, it's if they feel like it. Are people listening? It was a small campus radio station, whatever. I was complaining about a goatee that I had grown. I was very frequently growing goatees at Brandeis at college because it was a way to spend less time shaving, right? Shave your cheeks and some of the neck, but then leave the little goatee thing. It'll get longer and longer. But I only had my electric razor. And then in college, a friend of mine taught me how to use, my friend Jake taught me how to use a regular razor, like a Mach 3 or something. And those are fine for keeping your stubble and shaving it off. But they're not good once you have a thing grown because that hair is too long and it feels like it's ripping it off your face to do that. And that's what I was complaining about. Like you want to trim it down and then use your regular razor. But I had no such thing. I had no trimmer at the time. And so what I would eventually do whenever I grew out that goatee was deal with tremendous pain when I was finally shaving it off. It would suck. It was horrible. It was like truly horrible. It was like just ripping hair on your face over and over. It was terrible. A person calls in and it's a listener. And she's like, you should use Nair. And I was like, that sounds great. What a great idea. I don't have any. And she's like, I have Nair. I was like, great. You know where Brandeis is. Come to the radio station. And this complete stranger to me who did not even go to Brandeis, but lived locally in Waltham, Massachusetts, did exactly that. I have to put on a song when she arrives at the radio station so I can let her in. Because you have to go to the door and physically open it to let the person in, whatever. She brings the Nair, put the Nair on my face live on the radio, and then wipe it off later. And it did leave a bunch of, you know, kind of rashy whatever on my skin, but it didn't hurt and it got the beard off. So thanks to that person whose name I forgot, we did not maintain a friendship. We did not fall in love. She was a lovely, you know, girl. She was roughly my age, but you know, we did the Nair. It was exciting. My face was now clean shaven and rashy, and I gave her Nair back and she went on her way. Man, oh man. But that's one of my radio station stories, my talk show stories. That's all I got for you right now. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. That feels like a Monday, and we'll talk soon.
Lex.